Tony Kubek up, fouls the first pitch off to the right of the plate, strike one. Kubek flying to left field and struck out. Two, the Yankees lead, bottom of the sixth. Bunning's fastball a little high, 1-1. Bunning into that big windup. Changeup is high, ball two, 2-2. Now the 2-2 pitch. Fastball foul. Back in the mezzanine. Count holds it 2-2. Bunning throwing his fastball away from Kubek. Tony trying to go to left field. Keeps fouling it off. Bunning goes to the rosin bag. Bunning's pitch outside, and it's a full count, 3-2. When Bunning puts a little extra on his fastball, he falls way over towards first base. All right, now the payoff pitch to Kubek. It's a ground ball foul outside of first. Count holds it 3-2. Yankees 4, Detroit 2 in the last of the sixth. Nobody out and nobody on. Again, a 3-2 pitch. A fly ball to straightaway center field. Groton going back. Turns under it and makes the catch in fairly deep center field. One out. Here's Roger Maris. Maris single to center and scored ahead of Mantle's 49th homer in the first inning and then hit into a fast double play in the third inning. Fans yelling for number 54 for Maris. Pitch to Roger, outside, ball one. Bunning's next pitch is a strike call. Next pitch, a curve just outside, and Bunning pounds his fist into his glove. He thought he had the corner again. 2-2 the count. In the first inning with two outs, he was bearing down on Maris, and Maris singled up the middle to start the Yankee three-run rally. Then back-to-back homers by Mantle and Barra. New York picked up three runs. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Foul back in the upper deck. That time he came right over the plate. Maris had a good cut. Count remains 2-2 on Roger. Going into the windup. serve low inside. It's a full count on Maris. 3-2. Running ready now for the payoff pitch to Maris. Here it is. It's a fastball swung at and missed. Strike three. Got the fastball by Rod that time. That's the sixth strikeout for Bunning. And it brings up Mickey Mantle, who two-run homer in the first inning, his 49th of the year, and struck out in the fourth. Two out, nobody on. 4-2 New York lead. Lined up by Bunning. Pitch to Mantle. Swing and a miss. Strike one. On deck, Yogi Berra. Curveball low and away. One and one to Mantle. Alavito way over in left center field on Nick. 1-1 fastball outside, and Bunning almost fell down trying to put a little extra on that pitch as he fell towards first base side of the mound. Two balls, one strike. Running 2-1 delivery is a swing and a miss, strike two. Bunning is really firing that ball. Two balls, two strikes, two out, nobody on. Here's the windup. 2-2 pitch, high and away, ball three, 3-2. Another full count. Bunning has had a full count on all three Yankee hitters in this inning. Got Kubek to fly to center, struck out Maris. Here's the payoff pitch to Mantle. Strike three, swinging. Seven strikeouts for Bunning. The Yankees go down in order in the bottom of the sixth. No runs, no hits, no tiger errors, nobody left. And at the end of six full innings, it's the Yankees 4 and Detroit 2. And we pause for station identification.
This is WOKO, Quality Modern Radio, 1460 on the dial in Albany, New York, your Yankee baseball station. WOKO time, 21 minutes before 4 p.m.
Bill Stafford walking slowly out to the mound as we take another look at the scoreboard. In the American League, it's the Red Sox 2, Minnesota nothing at the end of 3, Salad against Pasquale. Cleveland nothing, Baltimore nothing at the end of 5.5, Bell against Barber. White Sox beat the Senators in the first game of a doubleheader 5-4, scoring twice in the ninth. Pierce the winner in relief, Katina the loser, Tasby homing in the eighth with one on. Second game is Pizarro against Gabler. Los Angeles at Kansas City postponed because of rain. In the National League, Cincinnati is at Philadelphia, 2-2 at the end of 6.5, O'Toole against Owens, and it's raining in Philadelphia. Time is holding up that game. Pittsburgh at St. Louis, Pirates 7, Cardinals 1 at the end of 3, Friend for Pittsburgh, Simmons started, C. Cotton in the second, Cometti homing in the second with one on. Milwaukee at Chicago is tied 3-3 at the end of 5.5. Burdette for Milwaukee. Brewer started, Schultz in the sixth, Adcock homing in the sixth with one on. Ernie Banks in the fourth with one on, his 25th. And San Francisco at Los Angeles has not started. Reminder that Tuesday night, Wednesday afternoon, the Yankees against the Senators. Wednesday is the last day before New York schools open on Thursday. Great idea to bring the youngsters for that final day of the summer vacation. Right now, we're going to have a pinch hitter for Detroit as we get ready to go on the top of the seventh. To tell you all about it, Mel Allen.
Hello there, everybody. Thanks, Bill. Larry Osborne leads off for the Tigers in the seventh inning, hitting for Mike Rourke, with Johnny Maxwell on deck to hit for Bunning. As Bob Sheffing sends up the shock troops here. Stafford's pitch is high, ball one. Luis Arroyo's warming up. Stafford has not been very sharp all day. He has managed to get out of some jams, but has been in frequent trouble. Now the delivery. It's in there, strike one, one and one. There has not been the one inning in which he retired the side in order. The right-hander's pitch, swung on, bounced toward second. Richardson has it, throws on to Scarron, one away. Now Charlie Maxwell coming up to bat for Jim Bunning. Maxwell hitting 245. Stafford's big problem today has been a lack of sharpness in his control. He generally has to keep his stuff low. An overpowering type pitcher sometimes when that ball comes up can still throw it by you. Now, Stafford does have a good fastball. He's not as fast as his Bunning, for example. There are very few good high fastball pitchers. Typical example of whom of which would be Early Wynn in his prime. But a man, for example, like an Allie Reynolds or a Bob Feller on days, if they didn't get the stuff where they wanted, they could overpower you. Here's the pitch to Maxwell, and it's outside for a ball, one and nothing. That's what makes this game. In days you do, days you don't. And then the days you have to labor hard. The pitch in there for a strike, one and one, to overcome certain deficiencies. One ball, one strike. Charlie Maxwell, left-hand batter, hitting for Bunning. 4-2 New York, seventh inning. Bill Stafford's delivery, change of pace, is a little high. Ball two, two and one. Now the 2-1 pitch on the way to Maxwell. Swung on, hit foul, out of play, off to the left of the plate. A 2-2 count. Bill is a great competitor. He's a much more mature performer than his 23 years might tend to indicate. A native of Athens, New York, deputy sheriff, a fine guy. Pitching now to pinch hitter Charlie Maxwell of Paw Paw, Michigan. And the 2-2 delivery swung on and fouled off again out of play to the left of the plate. The Yankees almost had Maxwell once. Came up into the majors through the Red Sox organization. Two balls, two strikes. One out. People are amazed to see a rookie throw a curveball 3-2. Shows you have confidence in that pitch, and not too many pitchers will do it. Here's Jake Wood coming up. Single to left, grounded to short, and fly to left. Boyer over at the mound talking to Stafford. Now Boyer hollers into the plate. Nobody's talking to Shylock or Blanchard. Blanchard going out. And now Boyer's pointing into the Yankee dugout. And here comes Ralph Houck to the steps. And Blanchard points there. So here comes Ralph Houck out. As you know, Stafford has a throw armor in the air, and occasionally he'll tighten up on him. And that may be what's happening now. I can't be certain, but watching fellas pitch all the time, you can tell when they're sharp when they're not. Houck leads him in. Here's Jake Wood, 1-for-3. Bill Burton on deck, 4-2 Park, 7th inning. Stafford with the wind, and the pitch is bucket, and here comes Boyd up with it. Fires on, loose in time, and they get him. He's looking for that ball. He came charging in as soon as that ball was released. He sort of fingered back and decoyed him, and as soon as Stafford released that ball, he started racing in. He opened himself up to a swing, but he got no runs, no hits, no left, no one left on. It's 6.5 innings, New York 4, and Detroit a slip right. Some folks got up in the top of the 7th, some here in the last of the 7th. But wherever you are, I hope anytime you feel thirsty, you'll stretch your hand into that refrigerator home and get a bottle of that crisp refresher. I tell you, a lot of folks do. More than 5 million glasses of Ballantine beer are enjoyed every day. Actually, friends, the figure's closer to 5.5 million. 5,435,616. Now, that's quite a tribute to the brewers of Ballantine beer, because this is public acceptance of product quality on a tremendous scale. Yes, people know quality when they taste it. And that's why over 5 million glasses of the crisp refresher are enjoyed every day. You see, Ballantine has everything you want in beer. It's light, refreshingly light, with all the good lager beer flavor you want. That's why we call Ballantine beer the crisp refresher. How about you, though? Have you gotten around to asking that man for Ballantine beer lately? I hope you'll join all the millions of folks from the Canadian border to the Florida Keys who enjoy today's Ballantine beer. It's America's finest. Has been since 1840. Phil Regan coming in to pitch for the Tigers. Dick Brown back of the plate. Jim Bunning in 6 innings. Gave up 6 hits and 4 runs. Jim was, except for a sudden rash, a sudden outburst there in the first inning by the Yankees after he retired the first two men. Maris singled, Mantle got his 49th homer, and Barra followed with a homer. He gave up 2 singles in the 5th for a 4th run. Otherwise, struck out 7 men and didn't walk anybody. And that's always important aspect of any game. Sometimes you're not walking and they may get hits every time, but it's a rule. If you're walking anybody and you got fairly good stuff, you're in good shape. Regan with a record of 10-7, making his 29th appearance. Started twice against the Yankees this year and beat them twice. 8-3 and 4-2. Yogi Berra, the batter. The delivery is in there. Strike one. Dick Brown back to the plate, making his first appearance in harness since July the 15th, when he broke the middle finger of his right hand. A foul tip causing the injury. Back in the plate. And Regan. Thank you. Regan swings to the windup around, comes the right arm. The pitch is swung on line to right field for a base hit. Kaline up for the ball, puts it back into Jake Wood. And Yogi gets his second hit of the game, ripping a liner to right field. Now Johnny Blanchard hops to first and line to right. Regan has had to change his pitching pattern to Blanchard. John wore him out last year and early part of this year. So Regan changed the way he worked on him. The delivery, look out, down he goes. Ball one. I don't know whether that was part of the pattern or not. One ball, no strike. Regan delivers, and Blanchard takes it high. Ball two, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Here's the delivery. Swung on. There's the drive going to right field. Going foul. He got out too much in front. Just went foul by about 10 feet or so. Balls, one strike. Right-hander to the stretch and the pitch. It's fouled off into the Tiger dugout on a check swing. Blanchard was pulling away from the plate, and the ball hit the bat and ricocheted over into the Tiger dugout. Two balls, two strikes. Now the delivery, change of pace, is swung on and fouled off, coming back here. A 2-2 count on Blanchard. Bear on first. 4-2 New York, 7th inning. Regan in relief of Bunning. Taking a lot of time looking for the sign. Now he's to the stretch. And the pitch. It's outside, ball three. 3-2. Fastball, it tailed away from John. Blanchard draws the walk, moving Barrett to second. And bringing up Bill Scarron, who twice has struck out. We're going to have a runner. Mike Tresh will run for Blanchard. Mike Tresh is a young shortstop. Yeah. There at Richmond. Batted 316 Wally Moses talking to him. Uh-huh. And we're looking out now toward the Tiger bullpen. And Terry Fox is coming in. Terry Fox. Fox has real good breaking stuff. Bob Sheffing, knowing that Moose likes to chase the curveballs away from him, and bringing in Terry Fox, good curveball pitcher. Very good fast one, too. Regan pitched to two batters, allowed a single and a walk. Terry Fox coming in for the 32nd time this year. He was out for a while. From July 20th until August 20th, he did not make an appearance. Terry Fox warms up. We'll pause for station identification.
At 1460 on the radio dial, you're in tune with Quality Modern, WOKO in Albany, New York. Good sound broadcasting for 1961, your Yankee baseball station. The time, 1 minute before 4 p.m.
Terry Fox missed a lot of action because of an inflamed tendon in the elbow of his pitching arm, of course. But since August 20th, he has made four appearances, and this will be the fifth one since he returned to action. He has been one of the pleasant surprises for the Tigers this year. The 26-year-old right-hander, who's a 6-foot, 175-pounder from Midlothian, Illinois, came out of a Milwaukee organization has a record of 4-0. And an earned run average of 1.43 in 44 innings. He's got 23 walks, 8. So he's pitching to Scourin with 2 on and nobody out in the 7th. 4-2 New York, right-hander to the stretch. And the pitch, high and inside, ball one. Big motion, pulled a string on him. McAuliffe shortened up at third. Fox again to the stretch. And the pitch. Curveball on the corner. Strike one, one and one. He got a beautiful curve. One ball, one strike. Ready for the 1-1 delivery. Here it is. Curveball swung on and hit foul upstairs. Strike two, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Cleet Boyer on deck. Here's the 1-2 delivery. Curveball outside. 2-2. Just a little bit too far out for Moose to go after. He had him set up for it. Two balls, two strikes. Kerr on second, and Trish running for Blanchard on first. Cash in behind the runner. Stretch by Terry Fox. And the pitch. Swung on, hit foul. Out of play. The fastball. Went off to the right of the plate into the upper deck. A 2-2 count. Barra eases off second. Trish off first. Fox to the stretch and the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Curved him. One away. Third time Moose struck out today. Now coming up is Cleet Boyer. Pops to short and single to left. Pitch to Boyer. Swung on. It's a high fly ball into left. Colavito getting under it. Waiting. And makes the catch. Runner's hold. And now Elston Howard is going to bat for Bill Stafford. Howard batting 349, hitting for Bill Stafford. Two on it. Terry Fox for the stretch and the pitch in there. Strike one. Nothing in one. Dick McAuliffe guarding that third baseline very tightly. Fernandez shaded a little over towards second. Howard has a good ground shot between third and short. If he gets his pitch. Outfield straight away. Barra moves off second. Stretch off first. The right-hander to the stretch. And the pitch. It's into the dirt. Blocked nicely. And it was swung at by Howard. Strike two. He swung at a pitch that was into the dirt. He tried to pull back, but he couldn't. He was over-anxious. That ball bounced up there. A two-strike count. Sometimes a fella gets over anxious. No balls, two strikes. Barra on second. Trash running for Blanchard on first. Two outs. The stretch and the pitch is right in there. Call strike three. Howard caught looking. And Terry Fox came in and really put out the fire. No runs, one hit, no errors, and two men left on at the end of seven innings. New York, four runs, seven hits, no errors, two men left on. The Tigers, two runs, six hits. No errors, and five men left on. Luis Arroyo's coming in from the bullpen. Meantime, you can move into the kitchen and get some crisp refreshers. I hope you remember to take along some six-packs of Ballantine beer. You'll refresh with the crisp refreshers. Bill Stafford went seven innings, allowed six hits. Walked two, struck out one. Charged with two runs. Luis Arroyo comes on for the 56th time this year. And for the third time in this series, he won the first game. He pitched an inning in the third in relief of Terry yesterday. And now he comes on in the eighth inning in the final game of this series. Elston Howard is back at the plate. Arroyo will have to hit in Blanchard's spot, which is sixth in the order. It'll be Bruton, Kaline, and Colavito. First three men up in the eighth inning. Elsewhere, Boston leads Minnesota 5-0 at the end of four. Cleveland, Baltimore scoreless end of 6.5. Time called rain. Chicago beat Washington 5-4. Second game, Chicago leads 1-0. End of an inning and a half. Los Angeles, Kansas City rained out. National League, Cincinnati, Philadelphia 2-2. End of 6.5. Pittsburgh 8. St. Louis 1. End of 5.5. Milwaukee, Chicago 3-3 at the end of 7.5 in the first game. San Francisco, Los Angeles later. Billy Bruton grounded to third, walked and fouled out to third. Left-hand batter. Luis Arroyo into the windup. Around comes the left arm. In comes the pitch, and it is swung on and lined by second to right center for a base hit. Mantle scoops it up and throws back in to Richardson. And Bruton opens the eighth with a single to center, and here's Al Kaline coming up. Colavito to follow. Swung on, lined into center for a base hit. And there goes Bruton around second on his way to third. Mantle throws into Richardson. Runners on first and third, nobody out. Colavito coming up. And Tiger fans now have something to cheer about as Colavito steps up with runners on first and third and nobody out. The stretch by Arroyo, the pitch. Swung on, ground ball hit to short. Two back up with it, over to Richardson, back to first. Double play, Richardson scores. Colavito grounded into a double play. Drew back to Richardson to Scourin as Bruton scored. And it's 4-3. The Yankees 152nd double play. Now here's Norm Cash to ground to the second. Double to right center and homer. It's 4-3. Two outs. Norm Cash, the Major League's leading hitter, batting 365. Arroyo's delivery. In there, strike one, nothing and one. Louis goes to the windup and the pitch. Swung on, hit down the left field line, and it is going foul, out of play. Strike two, nothing and two. Cash is this kind of a hitter. He'll hit to all fields. For him to get something he can pull, he'll do it like he did there in that sixth inning. He really rode it deep into the bleachers. Arroyo goes to the windup and the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. The side's retired. One run. Two hits. No errors. No one left on. At the end of 7.5 innings, New York 4, Detroit 3.
Crisp, a beer must be icily light.
Ooh, icily light.
With true lager flavor, precisely right.
Ooh, precisely right.
lively, golden, crystally clear, the crisp refresher.
Crisp refresher,
Valentine, Valentine's beer.
Pleasure is the purpose of the crisp refresher. Your first swallow and everyone to follow is light and crisp and golden. So pour pleasure. Pour today's Valentine.
So clap your hands, tap your feet, snap your fingers.
Since 1840,
America's finest.